We're listening to the opening number from FMA Live, a multimedia theatrical presentation now playing in schools across the country. When FMA Live came to Madison, Wisconsin, cast member Candy Hall and tour manager Ron Hemke stopped by our studios to talk about new ways to teach science in elementary school.
There is a huge demand to try to find kids to pursue careers in math and science, and they really wanted to find a way to connect with the kids in a way that would get them interested in science and math. NASA believes that somewhere in a middle school classroom in America right now are the first people who are going to step foot on Mars. And so it's a huge undertaking.
Why Isaac Newton, Candy? What is it special about Isaac Newton that you think will connect to the kids?
Well, I think that the demonstrations and the VH1, there's this huge video presentation that's VH1 explaining Isaac Newton's laws and him setting him back in the day when he was in school. That really captures the kids' attention. And with him just discovering or setting in motion the universal law of gravity and the three laws of motion, they're all basically the foundation for what we know today in the science and the space travel.
Tell me about the three laws. I admit my last high school science class was a long, long time ago.
The first law is objects in motion or at rest will stay that way unless acted on by an outside force. And in our case, the outside force is a huge Velcro wall.
This condition you may have heard of, it's something everybody calls inertia.
Kind of like a car moving up the hill, it keeps you moving forward and standing still.
So if you don't know, then pay attention, talking about Newton's law number one.
If you want to climb, we'll have to serve you. Knowledge and effects, it's called inertia.
The word for this condition won't hurt you. Even keeps you standing still, it's called inertia.
Okay, so the first law is inertia,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, and law number two?
Law number two is force equals mass times acceleration, hence the name FMA Live.
To get the force, just multiply mass and acceleration.
How do you demonstrate that?
Well, we have probably the biggest part of the show, actually, and the most popular, you probably agree, the extreme wrestling. We have their teachers or administrators wrestle each other and using their masks in a pretty comical way.
Yeah, they're dressed in big, like, fat suits, and they have their wrestling shorts on, and they go back and forth, and it's so much fun. The kids love it, and they cheer for their favorite teacher. But it shows just, you know, as the more acceleration, mm-hmm. the greater force it creates by knocking them over, and then they actually get to go at it. So it's a lot of fun.
So force equals mass times acceleration.
Yes.
Which brings us to law number three.
Law number three, which is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Okay, that's the one everybody's heard.
Yes. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows inertia, and for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
So we all know it. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But what do you do to make it come alive?
We actually have a hover chair in the show.
A hover chair.
A hover chair that does hover slightly above the stage using CO2 and nitrogen, compressed gases. We kind of bring all three laws together in that one. And Candy's up there for that one. I think that's one of her favorite because it gets kind of messy, and I think she enjoys
it. That one's a lot of fun. Specifically for law number three, we also have the dragsters. We have these two cars, and two of the young people from the audience, again, two of the students, actually get to race each other in the cars. But the cars have compressed CO2
CO2
mm-hmm. that shoots out the back of the car, so the gas is going this way. But the cars, that creates an action that shoots the cars the opposite way across the stage. So they actually race, and that explains the laws very well. The kids really get that one.
Attraction with an equal and opposite reaction.
Reaction.
Like a positive reacts to the negative. These are the facts about law three, affirmative.
Action. Reaction.
Music from FMA Live. We talked with cast member Candy Hall and tour manager Ron Hemke.